Is it fair for a high-profile politician to pocket more than $200,000 from the UNLV Foundation when students are facing a 17% tuition increase? That is the question fueling a debate about an October speaking engagement by former Secretary of State Hillary Clinton. When the fee for Clinton's speech became public, students sent a letter to Clinton asking her to donate the fee back to the foundation. Clinton has said that all of her speaking fees go to charity. Elias Benjaloun is the UNLV student body president who asked for the money to be donated to UNLV, and he joins us now. Elias, welcome to the program.
Hey, Dave. Thank you for having me.
You have demanded that Ms. Clinton donate her fee back to the foundation, but the money that's paying her fees does not come from tuition. Rather, it comes from private donors. So why are you objecting?
Of course. And, you know, we made it clear before that the speaking fees do come from private dollars, not university funds, not student dollars. But when you ask students time and time again and teachers time and time again to pitch in and share to sacrifice for higher education, reckless spending, whether it's public or private dollars, just belittles that sacrifice. And it's the wrong message to be sending to students. It's the wrong way to be spending any form of dollars on behalf of the university.
Now, at the same time, the foundation sold more than enough tables at this event where she's speaking to cover her fee and then some. If they had chosen a lower-priced, lower-profile speaker, the event might not raise enough money. Is that a preferable scenario for you?
No, of course not. I mean, we're glad that the foundation is going to be making money off this dinner, and we just thought that the foundation could essentially make even more money off of this dinner. Hillary Clinton spoken at other universities like Bryn Mawr College for free, and we just feel that her commitment to higher education should not leave UNLV to be the exception.
Now, all of the speaking fees, as I noted earlier, go back to, in this case, the charitable foundation that Senator Clinton runs with her husband.
Yes.
Why should money that might, for example, help the poor in places like Haiti be returned to the UNLV Foundation?
So this isn't a situation of which foundation is better, the Clinton Foundation or the UNLV Foundation. That's definitely not what our objective was. We just feel that money in Las Vegas, raised in Las Vegas, is best to put in Las Vegas to continue growing our university.
But isn't the protest at its core really more about the increase in tuition that students are facing than anything else?
I think it's a look at all of higher education in general, and that includes the increase in tuition, that includes the increase in administrative salaries, exorbitant costs such as the speaking fee. We really have to reevaluate how we're spending all of the money in higher education, and we have to ask the state to do that as well and reevaluate the funding formula at the upcoming state legislative session.
Hillary Clinton has long been a lightning rod, a big target for Republicans in the world of politics, and of course, given all the things that are being speculated about for 2016, your protest has been taken up by the Republican Party as a rallying cry. Is there a political angle to this? I mean, is that something that you intended to come out of this?
No, you know, and it's disheartening to see it get hijacked by political pundits. It was never our objective to make this a partisan issue. For us, we don't represent 23,000 Democrats or 23,000 Republicans or otherwise. We represent 23,000 students, and we're just looking for the best interest of our students.
You've spoken a little bit about this in our conversation, but ultimately, how would you sum up the goal of your protest? Would you like to change the way speakers are paid at UNLV?
I would like to invite speakers, particularly high-profile speakers in political nature, to hold true to their commitment to higher education. And when they do come to universities, not charge an arm and a leg, quite literally, to come to our schools and fundraise for our schools. I'm proud of my university, and I'd hope that Secretary Clinton is proud to come to our university.
Elias Benjaloun is the UNLV student body president. Elias Benjaloun, thanks so much for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
Coming up next, Brian Greenspun joins us. He recently purchased the Las Vegas Sun newspaper from siblings who wanted to sell, and we'll ask him what's next. I'm Dave Becker, and this is KNVR's State of Nevada.